USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House voted Wednesday to adjourn last night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
In Wednesday's roll call ballot, 20 of the 222 House Republicans opposed McCarthy enough to deny him the majority he needed. After the vote, Ohio's Warren Davidson got up and nominated McCarthy again.
I plead with all of my Republican colleagues, let cooler, more rational heads prevail.
Several members voted for Florida's Byron Donalds instead, which marked the first time in history two black Americans have been nominated for the speaker, as Democrats nominated New York's Hakeem Jeffries for the role. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Republican frontrunner for the speaker position, Kevin McCarthy, said he wanted more time to negotiate after six rounds of voting on the speakership resulted in no winner. Voting will resume at 12 noon Eastern today. Former NATO Secretary General Anders Rasmussen announced this morning the most important way to deter China from attacking Taiwan is to ensure a Ukrainian victory in the war against the invading soldiers from Russia. It is the first time a former NATO chief has made an official visit to Taiwan, highlighting the concern in Europe over China's aggression in the Asian Pacific. A strong atmospheric river storm associated with a bomb cyclone is producing heavy rains, damaging winds, and significant amounts of mountain snowfall in California. The latest storm is just one in a series of storms expected in the coming weeks.
The governor was clear in his directive to take every available action to keep Californians safe during these storms.
California Operation of Emergency Services Director Nancy Ward. An Iowa woman named the oldest person in America has died at the age of 115 years. Bessie Hendricks passed away Tuesday, according to relatives. Hendricks was born in November of 1907, and she was believed to have been the fourth oldest person in the world. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
CVS and Walgreens are planning to start selling the abortion pill. Both drugstore chains made the announcement Wednesday after the FDA said any certified pharmacy can sell the pill. Patients will still need a prescription for the pill, but will no longer be required to go down to a doctor's office and pick it up. CVS and Walgreens still need to be certified by the FDA before moving forward. Let's get an update on Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin.
While the Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin is showing signs of improvement, he remains in critical condition at a Cincinnati hospital. The league's Dr. Alan Sill says they will try to figure out why the 24-year-old suffered a heart attack.
It can be difficult sometimes to understand the cause of cardiac arrest, and we may never actually have a definitive answer. Commotio cordis is a very rare condition. It happens a lot more in sports like baseball, hockey, or lacrosse.
Sill says that diagnosis may get determined if everything else is ruled out. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Amazon notified employees Wednesday it plans to cut 18,000 jobs. The layoffs are the most of any tech company in recent months, bigger when compared to cuts made at social media giants Meta, Snap, and Twitter. President Biden said Wednesday that the United States is considering sending Bradley fighting vehicles to help Ukraine combat Russia's nearly one-year invasion. Reporters traveling with the president during his infrastructure celebration Wednesday in Kentucky asked the question. He responded yes without offering any other comment. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra, loss, class.